This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming, to movies, TV shows and pop culture, to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you from Chicago, USA, with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Songwriter and producer Hellove joins me to speak about his debut single, Lie. Thanks for joining me, Hellove.
Thanks for inviting me.
Tell me about yourself. When did you start DJing?
Actually, I started playing guitar when I was 11, and then I went into a metal band group. We did metalcore when I was like 20 years old. And when the band broke up, I decided to pursue my career in pop music because, you know, just relying on four different other guys to go and pursue the music career as well is a bit difficult to go on with. So I just had to rely on myself. And then I just started writing electronic music. And I know, like, house music has always been like an anthem to me. So I started DJing as well.
Wow. Metalcore to DJ. Yeah. Like, that is like a 180. You spun around and said, I'm doing this way.
Actually, that's not something new. I mean, Skrillex also was in a core band.
True.
And Steve Aoki, I think, was like some sort of a punk screamer. Then Zed was a drummer in a band, and it goes on, so...
Oh, wow. So do you like doing this by yourself, being like, I guess, making your own schedule? Because it would be pretty tough to coordinate between everybody, you know, life and all.
Yeah, it was pretty tough. It's like getting five people in a room, especially when you're doing like a band or a metalcore band. You need practice playing. Being a DJ, you know, it's not actually that hard, but like songwriting takes the biggest part of doing. And you can do songs with other songwriters, or you can mix on your own. So it's very flexible.
So which one do you enjoy more, being a producer or DJing?
Producer right now. Like, we're heavily focused on being like a streaming artist. When we have the songs ready, we'll start performing live. So within the next year, we'd like to start performing live in the summer.
Yeah, if we can at this point. And that's an interesting thing. What have you been doing to keep yourself busy during COVID?
Hoping that next year is we can fly around and have like regular shows. But yeah, I mean, actually, when COVID came, I started like working on music a lot because I worked at an advertising agency. And all of our clients were like, we have to stop all the ads and whatnot. So I had like 1 or 2 months of, I'd say, like half less work. So I just started producing a lot. And I wrote, I think, within 1 or 2 months, like 10 like solid tracks that we're still working on to find vocalists.
You really hit the ground running. 10? That's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, like, there are some other ideas, but 10 are, like, good ones. Like, one of them was Lie, and the other is coming out. We're aiming for November right now.
So I read somewhere that you are pioneering cinematic pop. Okay, but what is cinematic pop?
1 or 2 years ago, I was fed up from pop, and I decided to dive deep into cinematic music. I'm a big fan of Hans Zimmer. All of his films where he has made music on, I just started like making 10 to 20 minute songs with cellos, violins, piano, and orchestra percussion. And we even thought of like making a small movie, but we'll keep it to the future right now because it's a much bigger project to take on. You'll need like a really professional film crew for it. So I was like wandering around what to do next. And fortunately, I had my manager, Christian, who said, let's make that solo artist for pop. At that time, I just started writing pop again, and I incorporated all of those cinematic elements into the pop songs. You can hear it a little bit on the new fresh track, Lie. On the next track, you'll definitely hear like everything is like a cinematic vibe to it.
Now, I know you said you played the guitar, but for the cinematic pop, did you get involved with any other instruments just to see how it worked and functioned and play? Or was this something you just was like, I'll trust my DJ instincts?
I'd rather like trust my DJ instincts. But yeah, for me, the guitar has been with me with my whole life. And piano is just, you know, a classical it works everywhere, like in ballads and stuff. It's a beautiful instrument to write music on. And I'm in love with violins and cellos because I know something is so romantic and also so fragile in them. So I love adding those as well. And of course, the orchestral percussions like sound really epic, like you're on top of a mountain or something.
Now, you did talk a little bit about Lie, your new single, but could you tell me a little bit more about it? Like, what was the process in creating this song?
It's interesting that when I first wrote it with my songwriter, Klaus Thiener, we were thinking of like a getaway summer with your friends, I know, going to Indonesia and having fun. Like that was the emotion in it. The summer was just coming up and everything seemed so beautiful. Then I sent the song to Trove and he sent me back the first draft and I was like, whoa, the lyrics are like, I wasn't expecting this. But for me, this was like a fresh perspective on the song. And that's what I love about collaborating with the different artists, that they put a fresh spin on it.
Which way to go? But every move I took made me the ghost. And I was there, you needed me the most. Then turned your back and let your colors show. And kept it hidden so tight and left me outside despite how you lie, lie, lie. You lie, lie, lie. And now I'm fighting for her, couldn't try not. I can see it, that it hurts to find out. And you lie, lie, lie. You lie, lie, lie. All this wasted time now. All you kept inside home. And you lie, lie, lie. You lie, lie, lie. And I tried to keep us afloat. But every time I fell beneath the boat. Kept it hidden so tight and left me outside despite how you lie, lie, lie. You lie, lie, lie. And now we're fighting for her. Couldn't try not to care. And you lie, lie, lie. You lie, lie, lie. I can see it clear now. And it hurts to find out. You upholding the promise. Now I lost track of my conscience and where I go next. All it took to be honest was you upholding the promise. Now it's weighing on my conscience, yeah. And kept it hidden so tight and left me outside despite how you lie, lie, lie. You lie, lie, lie. And now we're fighting for her. Couldn't try not to care.
I love collaborations or hearing about them because mm-hmm. you get two people who are so creative and they come up with something that by themselves, it may not have been as, you know, beautiful.
Yeah.
Now for the future, when it comes to EPs, albums, and even collaborations, do you have anything in mind?
Right now we're like thinking of like 4 or 5 singles. It depends on the vocalist we're working with right now to see if we click like perfectly. And after that, like for 2021, we're thinking right now for two EPs, but first we'll have to get there by releasing the first songs. The first EP would be a house EP. Like I said, house is like been one of my favorite genres. After that, like closely linked, like we just this summer like fell in love with funky music. So funky disco music, maybe the biggest inspiration would be Dua Lipa's new album and the song Don't Start Now.
Well, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate you being here. And for those listening, where can they find more information about you?
You can follow me on socials, either Instagram, Hellove Music, or Facebook, Hellove, YouTube, wherever.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Head to WGNradio.com for exclusive content by Mason. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter @MasonVeraPayne, that's all one word, and don't forget to share the show with your friends.